This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Joining us now, it's 5881057 The Fan, Biddy's at Owings Mills, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Joining us now to talk about the Orioles in the final 6 weeks plus of the season, because they're not making the playoffs unless this miraculous turnaround takes place. From the Baltimore Sun, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Welcome back to the show, Matt Weirich. Matt, good afternoon. How you feeling, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hanging in there. And before we get to all the problems that the Orioles have encountered in a very disappointing 2025, has to curse that. We know that he's on the IL, started in Baltimore, was eventually optioned back, a lost season for all intents and purposes for him. What's the status report on Heston right now as we look forward to the Dylan Beavers era, hopefully starting this week? What's going on with Heston right now?
Yeah, we don't know much. You know, Kerstad isn't playing right now, dealing with what the organization has called fatigue. They're waiting to give us an update on that. But as of right now, he's not playing baseball. And obviously, since he had been sent back down to AAA, hadn't been hitting, kind of carrying over those struggles from the major leagues to AAA, which is a level he had previously shown he had mastered to quite a high degree. So certainly was not an encouraging performance from him over the last couple of weeks leading up to this break now. And we're just kind of waiting and seeing what exactly it is with him and this fatigue.
Now with Dylan Beavers, we'll start with him, a guy who was, a highly regarded prospect. The Orioles drafted him, what competitive balance guy. But, man, the power's kind of come out of nowhere, and he's really leveled up as a national prospect. When he comes up, and we're guessing it's soon, he will project where in the outfield and in Tony Manzolino's lineup.
Yeah, I'd expect that once he is called up, which if they are waiting for the prospect promotion incentive program to kick in, that would be August 15th is when he'd be first eligible to become up and still have his rookie eligibility intact for next year, so long as he doesn't exceed 130 at-bats the rest of the year. I'd imagine he plays pretty much every day. I mean, they do have to be careful about not hitting that 130 AB mark. But with the state of their outfield right now, there isn't exactly a whole lot of competition there for everyday at-bats. So I would expect to see him pretty much on an everyday basis, maybe getting a few days off just to keep that number down at the end of the year. But, this is going to be a chance for him to, show that this success that he's had really coming alive here at AAA over the last month is for real.
Now, Sammy Basayo, we know his status, one of the top prospects, top five, top three in all of baseball, and the bat, Matt's always played, trying to figure out, I guess, what his position's going to be once he gets here, and we hope stays for the rest of his major league career. So when he comes up, do we temper expectations? Is the hubbub going to be everything we thought it was going to be? Like when Adley came up back in May of 22 and Gunner a couple years back, Holiday last year, is it going to be that sort of fanfare on worse team than those guys were on. But still, is this going to be one of these, hey, this is going to be the highlight of the rest of this season when this dude makes it to Baltimore?
I mean, I certainly think it'll be worth the price of admission to go and see him. You know, he's such a young player, the youngest player at the AAA level, so obviously will be the youngest player in the major leagues when he's called up. So you do maybe have to temper expectations there for in terms of catching fire right away. But I think at least offensively, he has shown he is certainly ready for a test at the major league level. I mean, a consensus top catching prospect in baseball. I wouldn't say he's a household name like Adley Rutschman and Jackson Holliday were. So the fanfare, as you say, might not be as grand to start off. But if he lives up to his potential quickly, I could see a lot of attention elsewhere being diverted towards Baltimore and seeing what Basayo can do next year, as what I would expect him to be among the favorites for American League Rookie of the Year.
Now, Kobe Mayo, another ballyhooed prospect, starting to look more comfortable at this level. And we were talking on the show earlier, me and Nolan, about, you know, is he entrenched at first base? Is third base a thing of the past, even though he has this cannon arm? Could he corner outfield it up? I mean, Mancelino said to the media Friday, hey, look, he's going to get most of the starts at first base. Is that kind of where he is now? Or is there still a door open, perhaps, Matt, that he could, you know, bounce around depending on possible needs here of the team?
No, yeah, Mancelino kind of doubled down on that on Sunday, saying that while, you know, he tried the whole third base thing, it seems to be that first base is where they see him both short-term and long-term. So, you know, as long as Jordan Westberg is healthy, there's no need for him to play third base. But Westberg's obviously dealt with some injury things over the years, and it doesn't appear that Mayo is going to be part of that plan in terms of if Westberg goes down, moving him back over to third. You know, obviously his stature and everything like that maybe profiles better for a first baseman anyway. And, you know, that's where kind of the opening is in playing time long term. You know, Ryan Mountcastle entering his final year of arbitration this offseason, potentially a non-tender candidate. Maybe Samuel Basayo gets some time at first base. Being a left-handed hitter, he'd be more of a natural partner at that spot with Mayo than Mountcastle, who also hits from the right side. So I do think that first base is where they kind of have him entrenched now. And I would be pretty shocked to see him move over to third base the rest of this year. And maybe this offseason, you know, really makes that full transition to be a full-time first baseman.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, talking Orioles here on this Monday. Bob Haney with you, 105.7 The Fan. Now, with a tale of two young pitchers, Saturday it was Brandon Young, and then yesterday Cade Povich. Unfortunately, the Orioles lost two games. But Brandon Young, you know, we've seen, Matt, you know, potential, and I know he did well on the farm, but so far at the major league level, you know, getting people out is kind of been an issue for him. So are they both going to get an opportunity to hit the post every fifth day, or could they possibly, even in a lost season, maybe we'll start with Young, maybe pitch himself out of the equation with Bradish, Wells, et cetera, eventually coming up here?
Yeah. You know, I think that's the big thing is just how much time they have left to get those guys into the rotation. Kyle Bradish, Tyler Wells, Albert Suarez is beginning a rehab assignment this week as well. So especially with Bradish and Wells, those are two guys that I fully expect to be in the rotation when they get back, as opposed to, you know, maybe Wells being put into a bullpen role. They're both being stretched out as starters right now and using their full 30-day rehab assignments that they're permitted to use. So, you know, maybe towards the end of this month, we start to see those guys getting put back into the rotation. You know, it's not a lot of time, you know, so September, only 1 month left of the year at that point. But, you know, at that point, depending on where Zach Eflin is and, you know, Albert Suarez, maybe we do see one or two of those guys get sent back down to AAA. But until then, I fully expect both of those guys, Young and Povich, to be in the rotation. And, you know, maybe it comes down to only keeping one of them in the rotation through the end of the season. I'd have to think that Cade Povich has a bit of a leg up there. But I think it's really going to come down to how these two guys pitch over the next month.
All right, closer situation. Well, it's a situation, and we've seen it since Batista unfortunately had the shoulder problems. Depending on, you know, the game and the matchups, or are we going to see the revolving door? Is Manzo even in a position with the arms that he has, Matt, to go to a guy that he could rely on to finish things up? Because Aiken, you know, we've seen kind of struggle city here briefly.
Yeah, you know, Aiken hasn't been thrown into these high-leverage ninth-inning situations much throughout his career. So certainly, you know, he maybe is the top choice now, but it doesn't seem like they have a set closer, and it's going to come down to matchups. I think if they have a particularly tough righty coming up who crushes lefties. Maybe they go for a Yennier Cano, or even Rico Garcia is a name that Tony Mancino has thrown out there. So, you know, like you said, there's not a whole lot of options in the bullpen at this point with all the moves they made at the deadline and Felix Bautista going down. Really only a couple of solidified names there at the back end. So it's really an open competition, not just for the ninth inning, but for the eighth, the seventh, the sixth, and even the long relief role. So I think it's really going to be a day-to-day thing, and whoever the ninth inning falls, you know, that's who ending up taking the ball.
All right, Matt, last thing for you is, players are auditioning and trying to prove that they belong. Jeremiah Jackson getting a lot of playing time. There's positional versatility, mainly in right field. Still only 25 years old, drafted way back when, you know, out of high school by the Angels. Is this a guy that the Orioles could still view as maybe a piece? Because right-handed bats are always something they could use. Or is he a guy just kind of filling a spot until whatever happens this offseason takes place?
I mean, I think the fact that they were putting him in the outfield despite being an infielder shows that they were really wanting to see what his bat could do. And I think he's done well to make pretty good contact so far. I mean, it's such a small sample, so hard to draw any real conclusions from his performance thus far. But at the same time, you know, like you said, it's kind of an open competition season for this team. I think there's anybody on this roster could really prove down the stretch that they belong on the 2026 team and, you know, earn that place. So, you know, Jeremiah Jackson, a guy who is finally getting the chance at the major league level to show what he can do. You know, I certainly think, like you said, the need for right-handed bats is real. And, you know, maybe Jackson could be the super utility guy with Ramon Arias traded and Jorge Mateo carrying an option for this year. So it's certainly, you know, what I feel like is a case where, you know, he could earn his way onto the team.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun. Matt, as always, appreciate the team. Enjoy your off day, and we'll see you down at Camden Yards. The Red Hot Mariners coming to town. Apparently, they're doing some really good things out there all of a sudden, aren't they, Seattle?
Oh, yeah. They got swept by the Orioles early this year, so we'll see if there's maybe a change in tides.
Yeah, I think a little revenge might be on the minds here as they're creeping closer to Houston there. Matt, appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, man.
Here's Matt Weirich. We'll come back. American League East report what happened in the division over the weekend. Well, Seattle handled their business against one of the Orioles' AL East team buddies. And then we're going to get into NFL talk as Jared Dubin from CBSSports.com has a little NFL lunch with us here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's Monday.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Time for the American League East report here on this Monday. Orioles, of course, they dropped 2 out of 3 to the A's, as we just talked about. 3-2 yesterday in the loss column. Orioles up 2-1. Top of the ninth, Keegan Agin let things get away from him. Walter Hernandez was bad. And Urshela got the hit. And then MacGyver brought duct tape and a paperclip and got a double down the left field line. And then they closed it out in the bottom of the ninth. Jordan Westberg did homer, his 14th of the year. Kobe Mayo, pinch hit double, put the Orioles up at the time. 2-1. Problem with the Orioles, 1-for-9. Runners in scoring position. Runner on third, nobody out. They tried to squeeze. Jeremiah Jackson. Up on a mile. Bases loaded, first inning. Can get it done for the Birds after winning, squeaking by the A's on Friday. They get clobbered Saturday. Actually led the game. They led all three games of the series. They're up 3-2. On Saturday's, Gunner hit the home run early, but then Oakland just pounded away at Brandon Young in the bullpen. So the Birds, their struggle continues. Now 53-65 on the year, 28-29 at home. Run differential now creeping back to 90, minus 88. They cut it to the 60s there for a second. Dean Kramer, 8-8 with a 4.35, taking on the Mariners. And George Kirby's on that. Was he our Cy Young guy or was it Gilbert?
Gilbert.
Yeah. They won 7 in a row, Seattle. And we'll get to the standings in a second. And we'll get to them particularly in a minute or two. But Orioles off. M's come to town. Then the Birds hit the road. We're in August, approaching mid-August at that. They've been in last place for a long, long time. And Tampa's just saying, pass us. Come on. Come get us. And the Orioles say they just can't reach them. But there was a time maybe a month and a half ago where they're only a game behind Cleveland. Now Cleveland's right there breathing down the playoffs neck. Anyway, Yankees, they were taking on the Astros over the weekend, and Jose Altuve got things started for the Stros.
Altuve delivers deep to left field again, and that one's gone. Second home run of the series, 15th against the Yankees.
Home run to lead it off there for Altuve. First inning anyway. Correa went deep late. Ramon Urias drove in a run. Houston beats New York 7-1. In the process, win the series 2-1. Max Fried took the L for the Yankees, and that one falls to 12-5. San Diego taking on the Red Sox. And, a guy that he wins a lot of batting titles, might not, provide a lot of thump, but he put up a couple of crooked numbers yesterday.
To left center field, and on the run is Duran. Not going to get there. It's in. From second, Fermin is in. Behind him, here comes Fernando. 2 runs will score. Padres take a 2-0 lead. Luis Arraez driving in a pair.
Padres TV on the call there. You heard Arraez with 2 ribbies. Fernando Tatis, 2-for-3 with a run driven in. 2 runs scored. Ryan O'Hearn drove in a run. Dylan Cease, one of these big free agents to be. He gets the win. Padres take 2 out of 3 from the Bo Sox. Speaking of the Mariners, they were taking on the Rays, and boy, they just weren't bleeping around with Tampa.
Cal blisters this out to right field. He has homered! Cal Raleigh's 45th home run this year. He has tied the one and only Johnny Bench.
45 home runs ties Johnny Bench. Something he did back in 1970, winning the first of his 2 MVPs. Home runs for a catcher, Salvador Perez hit 48 about 4 seasons ago. Cal Raleigh, Root Sports on the call. 2-run jack. Josh Naylor went deep. Syllable Suarez drove in 2 runs. So the 2 acquisitions to the lineup, doing what they had to do. All-star Brian Woo picks up his 10th win as the M's sweep the Rays 3 games there. And last night or yesterday afternoon, Chavez Ravine made the Blue Jays salvage one and do it in dramatic fashion.
And here's a swing and an absolute belt to left. Gone! Ernie Clement on the first pitch he sees puts the Blue Jays back on top.
Sportsnet on the call. That was top of the ninth. Clement's home run proved to be the difference in the game as Toronto beats the Dodgers 5-4. They lose the series 2-1, but battle of first place teams. They do what they have to do. Also going deep, Vlad Jr. and Barger, Freeman and Shohei went yard for L.A., but not enough to win the sweep in that one. Today in the division, or tonight rather, Minnesota's at the Yankees, Boston's at Houston, and Tampa is at the A's. Standings report as we sit here on August 11th. Toronto's at first place, 4 games up, or Boston, New York 6.5 out. Everybody else, double digits. That includes the Birds, 15.5 off the pace. Detroit, that once insurmountable leads. You can see them. Cleveland 6 back. In the West, Houston's only 0.5 game now up on Seattle. Mariners have won 9 of 10, 7 in a row. Out East in the National League, a little distance now. Mets have lost 7 straight. Phillies up 5.5 in that one. In the Central, speaking of distance, Brewers have won 9 straight. They are now 6 up on the Cubs in that division. And in the West, things are a little dicey if you're a Dodger fan, as the Padres have moved to within 2 games there. Wild cards, if they started today, they don't. Seattle, Boston, and the Yankees. Cleveland's only 0.5 game out of the wild card. Texas 2.5, as they've lost 4 straight. In the National League, Cubs, Padres, Mets are in. Reds 1.5 game back. St. Louis 3.5. We're talking Orioles tomorrow when we reconvene with Turn It Up Tuesday. But when we come back, talk some NFL. First full weekend of the NFL preseason in the books. Jared Dubin, CBSSports.com. Can't get any absolutes, but we'll talk about teams that may be kind of in struggle city here as we're weeks away from the start of the campaign. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access at 2. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Hope you ate turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Top pieces of football here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's out at one winning drive with the Ravens. Practicing today. As a matter of fact, on the field right now. Tomorrow's an early one. Practice all week long because you got the preseason game coming up against Dallas on Saturday. Here to talk about the National Football League. First full weekend of preseason action in the books. Regular season starts in less than a month. from CBSSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Jared Dubin. Jared, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us, as always, here in Baltimore.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Before we praise the Ravens, like we're prone to do, as you would expect, here in Baltimore, let's talk about a division rival, and in particular, the quarterback room in Cleveland, where there's a lot of people. Say, if you try to, if they sleep on cots. The room is so crowded. Nobody has their own bed. You're doubling up here. But Shedeur Sanders certainly did his part to earn himself a spot on the team. We know Watson's injury status. Gabriel's coming back. Same with Pickett. I guess Jared Flacco is going to be the starter. But with Shedeur Sanders, got a lot of publicity, wanted or otherwise, because he fell to the fifth round. But looks like he's done everything the Browns have asked him to do during training camp, mini camp, etc., and goes out and plays well on top of things this past Saturday.
Yeah, he looked good. You know, like, there's not going to be some massive movement to the depth chart because of, you know, a couple quarters in a preseason game, I wouldn't expect. But, you know, he's probably just got to beat out one guy in order to make the team. To me, Flacco is probably going to start. They want Dylan Gabriel to make the team as a guy who they picked on day two. So all Sanders has to do is look as good or better in training camp than Kenny Pickett. Pickett's dealing with an injury. Gabriel's dealing with an injury as well. So Sanders is going to have a lot of opportunity to show that he should make the team. And as long as he plays like he did in that first preseason game, it's going to be an easy decision for him to make the team, because teams want their draft picks to be on the roster when you open the season.
Now, could Pickett do enough when he does get to play? Maybe he doesn't make Cleveland, but to maybe find himself on another roster, and he's still relatively young in his career. Have the starting days, has that ship sailed for Kenny Pickett?
I mean, certainly the immediate starting days. Like, I don't think there's going to be some team that's starting Kenny Pickett this year. That would be highly unlikely to me. But, you know, we've seen former first-round picks, former second-round picks, guys stay in the league for a while and get their opportunities later on down the line. Certainly possible that that could happen for Pickett. I don't think we've seen, from what we've seen from him on the field, the idea that he's got the talent to eventually become a starter again somewhere down the line seems pretty unlikely to me. But, you know, it also seems unlikely with someone like Geno Smith, and that happened for him. Smith has a lot more physical talent, I think, specifically in the arm strength department than Pickett does, and he gets the ball out a lot faster than Pickett ever has. So it's a little bit different when it comes to that, but, you know, we've seen stranger things happen, I suppose.
Now, speaking of number one picks, this year's number one pick, Cam Ward, Tennessee Titans. What are the reports about him at camp? And, you know, didn't embarrass himself in the preseason opener over the weekend. Cam Ward's going to be the starter, we think, I guess, Jared, in Tennessee. If you try to expectation, because we've seen some guys just explode on the scene, you know, Stroud 2 years ago, Daniels last year. What about Cam Ward? What would the Titans like to see his rookie year?
I think what they would like to see is something akin to what we saw in Denver from Bo Nix last year, where despite the fact that the supporting cast doesn't look amazing, the fact that you have such upgraded quarterback play from, like, worse than the league levels to at least competence allows you to do so much more offensively than you were able to do the year before. You know, we saw what the Titans had in Will Levis last year. Like, it was an absolute disaster whenever he was out there on the field. And then once they put him back in for Mason Rudolph, they pared down the offense to essentially make it so that it was quarterback-proof, so that the quarterback just couldn't limit whatever you were doing. We've seen that Cam Ward has ridiculous arm talent. Like, I'm a Miami Hurricanes fan, so I watched every single snap of him last year. The arm talent that he has is outrageous and can open up a lot of things for an offense just on that level. The quick decision-making when he does make the quick, like, he has the ability to extend plays, but for the most part, he's in there making quick decisions, getting the ball out, snap quickly. That's going to fit well for him, I think, in Brian Callahan's offense. And then it's just about being able to build on that level and paring down some of the – he thinks he can make every single throw on the field because he does have the arm to do it. And at times that gets him into trouble because he'll buy time and roll out all the way to his right and be like, hey, I see a guy open on the opposite sideline. I'm going to try to throw it to him. And he had, like, three different picks last year that were just that exact throw. And when he doesn't do that one thing, the guy is so talented and can make every throw on the field. It's about being willing to live and play another down for him.
Now, Jared, last year's number one pick, Caleb Williams, brought in Ben Johnson and all the offensive brilliance that he's supposed to bring to the equation. How have reports been about him coming out of Bears camp, because he didn't play in the preseason opener?
Yeah, I would say that the downside for Cam Ward is what you saw from Caleb Williams last year, where the infrastructure around him is just so bad that there's no hope for offensive success. Between what Shane Waldron was doing and what the offensive line was doing, there was just no hope for Caleb to access the best parts of his skill set. The idea here with bringing in Ben Johnson is, A, give Caleb Williams some of the easy button stuff, and then by having that as sort of a baseline, you're able to access the better parts of his skill set in terms of his playmaking and his creativity. There have been some reports of sort of ups and downs. Like, a lot of what Ben Johnson wants to do involves going under center and play action and turning your back to the defense. And Caleb Williams has done almost none of that throughout his career. But if you're able to build that as a sort of foundation of the offense, then you can layer on the stuff that he does really, really well. And that's when things start to get exciting.
Jared Dubin, CBSSports.com, talking some NFL Lunch, NFL Lunch style, here on 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you here on this Monday. Now let's go back to Bryce Young. And he got benched. Andy Dalton took over. I guess he got hurt. And then Dalton got hurt. He took over and played well down the stretch. Looked good, I guess, in the preseason opener. If you're a Carolina fan, are you more excited with the potential of Bryce Young than, say, you were 12 months ago?
I think you have to be, just based on, you know, how bad the rookie season was, and then especially how bad the first few weeks of last season were. I mean, it's hard not to be more excited. He did sort of build on, like, what I was talking about with Caleb Williams, sort of the baseline foundation. That's what it seemed like Bryce set up for himself down the stretch. And I saw an interview with Dave Canales earlier this offseason where he was talking about the amount of confidence that he has in Bryce now will be enable him to call more creative stuff than what he was doing at the end of last year, where it seemed like they were trying to set him up for just do the easy stuff, and then once we establish that, we'll be able to, you know, layer in some more stuff that you're able to do, and that's what it seems like they're going for this year.
All right, now the Saints, it's a great city. I've lived there briefly on a couple of different occasions, but on the football field, it looks like things might be dire this year. How dire, Jared, are the Saints' hopes in a division that, you know, isn't, like, powerful, but still, are they that bad that they're going to separate from even the third-place team this year?
Yeah, I do not have high hopes for the Saints. We saw what Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener looked like last year, and it was not good. The reports coming out of camp about Tyler Shough, the second-round pick, aren't necessarily all that good either. Like, are we in a situation where it might be best if, you know, Kellen Moore puts on his pads for the first time in several years and decides to play quarterback? Like, it's not like Kellen Moore was all that great, but he was an okay backup during his time. And, you know, if it wasn't for, I believe, a broken foot from Kellen Moore, we might not have ever seen what Dak Prescott had to do, because, you know, not only did Tony Romo have to get hurt for Dak to get his chance in 2016, but people forget Kellen Moore was supposed to be the backup that year, and he got hurt too. So, you know, you never know what we're going to see with this New Orleans quarterback room, but it doesn't look promising is my roundabout way of saying that.
All right, last thing for you. In L.A., speaking of former number one picks, Matt Stafford, we're talking, you know, many presidents ago when that took place. But this back thing, he's in street clothes today based on reports that I was reading a few minutes ago. I mean, what's the concern level for Stafford being ready for the Rams season opener?
I would say it's rising. There was Jordan Rodriguez, who covered the Rams for The Athletic and now covers the league as a whole from L.A. for them. She was saying before the Cowboys-Rams joint practices that there would be some level of concern if Stafford didn't participate in that, because the Rams don't play their players in preseason, so they value those joint practices pretty highly. Stafford didn't participate in those joint practices. Then it was, you know, he looked good in a workout on Saturday, and he's going to be in practice on Monday. Now it's Monday, apparently he's not practicing. So the level of concern, at least on my part, is, I don't know if on that I'm very concerned yet, but it's rising by the day.
Jared, what's happening on the website as we're less than a month away from the start of 2025's NFL season?
We've got the preseason and the season covered from pretty much every conceivable angle, is what I would say. That's what we try to do at CBS Hit. Everything you're thinking of around the NFL, that's what we're trying to cover.
We're thinking here, Super Bowl or bust for the Ravens, right? I mean, that's not far-fetched, is it?
I don't think it's far-fetched. Like, they're one of the teams in the AFC, certainly, like, every single year. Then the Chiefs and the Bills should be thinking, this is our year to win the Super Bowl.
Jared Dubin, CBSSports.com. Jared, always appreciate the time. Enjoy your Monday, and we'll catch up with you before opening day.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You got it. Jared Dubin, everybody. We'll come back. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over at 2. Orioles are off today, but we're back at Pickles Pub tomorrow at 5:30 with BBT as the red-hot Seattle Mariners come to town, and all of them guys that can hit home runs. Find a couple of days open to the fans, which includes tomorrow. Vinny's actually going to be at One Winning Drive, so it'll be me and Nolan in here in studio. Vinny will be checking in from the castle. Talk about the Ravens. Dallas looming, preseason game number 2. Coming up this Saturday, Orioles getting ready for the Seattle Mariners. And Nolan, before we get to the funhouse, the M's come in right now, red hot. Only the Brewers, a hotter team in baseball right now. And all of a sudden, Seattle, only a half game out of first place behind the Houston Astros. Orioles will see this weekend in Houston.
Yes, tough stretch here. Tough stretch. I mean, and you did just play a couple great teams about a week ago. Phillies was a good test for them. I mean, I say test lightly, like that actually means something with where they're going. But if you can beat a better team, it leaves you at least somewhat encouraged. But then you drop 2 out of 3 to the A's. A very winnable series. It was right there for you. So I had actually forgotten until Matt Weirich mentioned it. And how could I forget? The Orioles swept the Mariners last time out. That's back when I actually had hope. That's back when I was actually getting giddy and saying that things were going to turn around.
Yeah, I think you may have said they were back.
I did.
After that
And
series.
They were, but not anymore.
Yeah, where's the offense all of a sudden? I thought they were ready to just take off from here while O'Neill goes on the IL. We haven't even talked about that. Friday, his hand got caught in a fence against the Phillies there, and that'll cost him 10 days. And then Kowser runs into the wall. He's on the 7-day concussion protocol list. I mean, Mullins hit a home run yesterday for the Mets. Boy, they blew a 5-0 lead. They're struggling right now. But either way, I thought it was, lift off from here, to borrow a phrase from a certain GM of the Orioles. And offensively, they're still 1-for-9, 2-for-whatever. They'll run into a fastball every now and again. I like the aggressiveness, maybe, with the suicide squeeze for Jackson, but he was out. They did not, the bunt did not go far enough to succeed, and what could have been an early uprising went away quietly, unfortunately.
Right. You know, and you're asking, hey, where's the offense? I'm asking the same thing, but take a look at this lineup yesterday. I mean, Greg Allen, Adams in center field,
yeah.
Carlson pinch hitting option, Ryan Noda pinch hitting off the bench. For Jeremiah Jackson, who's not even a natural outfielder, but at least he's something.
Where he's contributing.
Well, he earned his spot to be here. We can say that at the very least.
Sure.
But what he did in the minors. So, there's clearly gaping holes on this offense in this lineup. And you got two capable guys that have been sitting down in the minors that should be here and have been here for a while. I mean, again, August 15th is that magic day that we keep circling, that when Beavers and Pasayo should be here. It would not surprise me at all if we blow past the 15th and they still aren't here. I mean, like, would that really surprise anybody at this point? Can we set our watch to anything when it comes to Mike Elias and these call-ups?
And they'd be making their debut on the road, too.
Yeah. Well, that's less important to me, but yeah. I see the point. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think, hey, why not? Go out there, get your sea legs under you, and then see you next homestand. But if they're not here August 15th, or the 16th, I think there's going to be a lot of people pissed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are already upset.
Right.
The fact that neither one of them are here. But since it's taken this long, you might as well wait out the next 4 days to maintain whatever it is you're hoping for in 2026. We have time for a funhouse?
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Russell in Frederick says he's running hot. Attending Saturday night's game may have been one of the most disappointing O's games he's been to in a while, he says. Outside of the nice Hall of Fame ceremony, not much to celebrate. Too bad after the top of the third, they showed absolutely no fight as an entire team falling behind. Pitching was garbage. Offense only got one more hit the rest of the way after Gunner's homer in the first. Russell, loyal fan losing hope.
Well, hope for the season should be lost. Now you're just waiting for storylines to develop, positive ones. You know, Westberg's 14 homers quietly. Gunner's playing really well. Adley's been hitting well since he came off the IL. We talk about Mayo looking more comfortable. We think Beavers and Bisaccia are coming up. And we're going to see Bradish and Wells soon. I mean, Wells had, what, four-plus innings, seven Ks, whatever it was, when he pitched yesterday. So we're going to see them, I'm assuming, on pretty strict pitch counts because you don't want to, you know, overexert them in a lost year. But we might start to get a look at, you know, some pieces that we fully expect to be part of Sarasota 2026.
As far as Pasayo's call-up, Tony in Reisterstown says, please name me another 20-year-old that not named Juan Soto that was able to come up to the major leagues and make that instant difference. The Orioles should absolutely be taking their time with Sam Bisaccia.
I think Julio Rodriguez was relatively young, right, when he came up with Seattle a couple years back. If not 20, 21, he was really, really young. But point taken. But the time is, he was the youngest guy in AAA, Bisaccia. But how much more does he have to mash at the AAA level? Been there, done that. We can hang. Now come up, and no pressure on him to get them over the hump here in 25. Come up, you know, play free, play relaxed, see if he can catch a little bit, and maybe let's see what he can do around the first base bag. How nimble is he? That's what I'm looking forward to seeing. And Beavers, you know, a little older, not much, but let's see where he fits in to the equation. Because Dylan Carlson, you mentioned him, Nolan. Hey, this is a guy who's been given an opportunity on a silver platter, and it's just, he doesn't want it.
And one last text from Bill in Bayview says, both of the Ravens Super Bowl teams that won it all were highlighted by exceptional talent at the kick return position. It's been a missing part of recent teams that hopefully they can find an answer for here as they try to win Super Bowl number 3.
Yeah, Jermaine Lewis, the first one, and then Jacoby Jones, rest in peace, back in 2012. Maybe Wester's the guy. Keaton Mitchell is expected to be the kick returner, now practicing today, by the way, dealing with a groin that John Harbaugh talked about over the weekend. But point taken, they also had reliable kickers, too. Matt Stover and rookie Justin Tucker. So we'll see if Tyler Loop can follow that trend as well. But inch for inch, pound for pound, this team might be more talented than both of those teams. And this year's team, especially defensively. That's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. But Turn It Up Tuesday, Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato out at One Winning Drive. I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, hey, how about some class dismissed?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.